Coming up in the second hour, more on the Supreme Court nominee, which will be announced on Saturday. But right now, joining us on our Newsmaker Hotline here on the Morning Drive is Clay Clark, the author of Fear Unmasked, The Truth About the Coronavirus Shutdown. Clay is the founder of Thrive15.com. He is U.S. Small Business Administration Entrepreneur of the Year. And he's here to talk about COVID and the economy. Clay, welcome to the show.
Good morning. I appreciate you for having me on your show.
It is our pleasure. This week, the president of the United Nations General Assembly called out the CHICOMs and the Wuhan Health Organization for unleashing this plague on the world. Many of us believe it was done intentionally. Some think it was accidental. What are your thoughts?
Well, I know something that most people don't know. If you do a Google search this morning, and I know it's hard to do a Google search while you're driving to work. You probably shouldn't do a Google search while driving to work. But if you do a search, you can type into Google, Dr. Fauci backed the controversial Wuhan lab with U.S. dollars for risky coronavirus research. And that's in Newsweek, folks. So Newsweek reports that Dr. Fauci backed the controversial Wuhan lab with U.S. dollars for risky coronavirus research. So the very man that's been giving us advice is at the very epicenter of funding the Wuhan lab that is the epicenter of the coronavirus.
Now, would you characterize that as nefarious or simply a massive error in judgment?
Nefarious. And for those of you out there who are pro-life, I want you to understand this idea. Dr. Fauci does gain-of-function research. And if it's okay, I'd like to read some Newsweek to your listeners in the morning. Newsweek reads, and I'm reading this to you, it reads, many scientists have criticized gain-of-function research, which involves manipulating viruses in the laboratory to explore their potential for infecting humans, because it creates a risk of starting a pandemic. Gain-of-function is where you take a naturally occurring virus, like a virus in a bat or a virus in a mouse, and you mix it with fetal tissue. Well, where do you get fetal tissue from? Aborted babies. And where do you get bats from? You have to wrestle them out of a cave. So Dr. Fauci's team wrestles bats out of a cave and then mixes naturally occurring viruses with human fetuses. So at the very best, he's the very worst.
Yeah, that's, again, bothered many people in the pro-life movement. I know that. But let's talk with some science now. CDC recently said 94% of the COVID cases were people that died with COVID, only 6% from COVID. There's a Milwaukee study says 3% from COVID. And now a science officer for Pfizer says this second wave is based on a false positive results and that the pandemic is over. What are your thoughts?
Well, facts for you. This is an interesting idea to focus on facts. That's why I love your show. You guys focus on facts. It's crazy. One of my good friends, Dr. Richard Bartlett, he's a former top medical advisor for the state of Texas. So picture in your mind, Dr. Richard Bartlett, a former top medical advisor for the governor of Texas, Governor Perry, for 7 consecutive years. He's treated COVID-19 patients with this crazy idea using treatments that work called budesonide and a Z-Pack. How many people do you think have died? Zero. He's had 0% of the people that he has treated using budesonide and a Z-Pack have died. Zero. And that's a pretty low number. And then Dr. Jim Meehan, one of my friends, does a very similar protocol, and none of his patients have died. They are also using hydroxychloroquine. That word has been banned, by the way. You can't say hydroxychloroquine. But hydroxychloroquine, they're using proven treatments, and they're having a 0% fatality rate. Now, if I have two friends of mine who've treated over 400 patients between the two of them in Texas and Oklahoma with budesonide and a Z-Pack, don't you think that should be national news? Oh, no, it can't be national news because it works. And they both have said that those PCR tests that people are taking are 100% fake and they have almost a 70% false positive rate.
It's amazing stuff. Thank you for spending a few minutes with us this morning as this major drama continues to play out. We'll see, I suppose, around 25 or 30 years from now what was actually going on. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.